This is The Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio.
In the shade of this old tree, in the summer of my dreams, by the tall grass, by the wild rose, where the trees dance and the wind blows. And as the days go, oh, so slowly, the sun shines, oh, so holy on the good and gracious green. In the summer of my dreams, by the banks of this old stream, in the summer of my dreams, by the deep pool where the fish wait for the old fool or the wrong bait. And there's a field of purple clover and a small cloud passing over, and then the rain comes washing clean. In the summer of my dreams, and see the raindrops on the grass now, just like diamonds lying there by the old road where I pass now. There's a twilight on the air. And as the sun sets down before me, I see my true love waiting for me, standing by the back porch screen in the summer of my dreams. And in the shade of this old tree, in the summer of my dreams, by the tall grass, by the wild rose, where the trees dance and the beans grow. And as the days go, oh, so slowly, and the sun shines, oh, so holy on the good and gracious green, in the summer of my dreams. And as the days go, oh, so slowly, and the sun shines, oh, so holy on the good and gracious green, in the summer of my dream.
Dave Mallett here on The Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio. Summer of My Dreams. You've done 17 albums. Do you remember which album that was recorded on?
For a Lifetime, I did it in 1988, was the original recording of it, and then I recorded it on a couple live records since then.
Yeah, what a beautiful song.
I loved it. It came out great, and it kept evolving after I wrote it. An Irish singer, quite a well-known one, changed one chord, and I said, ooh, she's got it.
So, uh-huh.
Well, Dolores Keane, that's who it was.
A lot of people have recorded your songs.
Yeah.
A lot of people.
Never enough, though.
Yeah. Well, I know Alison Krauss recorded. Which one did she record of
yours? She recorded a song called Off the Ground. It was on a record called Forget About It. Came out in the 90s. Real nice version.
Yeah. A lot of folks, though, have recorded David Mallett tunes. Mm. Hey, are you inspired, you think, by your Maine landscape? You're from
Absolutely.
Where is it that you live in Maine?
I live in central Maine.
Okay.
Like right in the middle and 2.5 hours from Portland. And I always say, my boys have a band. They're pretty prominent.
They're pretty busy.
Traveling, the Mallett Brothers. And I always tell them how lucky we are to live in Maine because of the landscape.
Yeah, absolutely.
And there's so much to draw from there.
You really have in all of your songs and all of your albums. Now you're going to be hanging out with some other Mainers.
Uh-huh.
On October 6th, the Schooner Fair is going to be hanging out at the Folk Extravaganza at the Palace Theater in Manchester. Let's see who else is on tap for that that show. Makem and Spain are going to be there, as is Tristan Ormond. And Tom Paxton's going to be showing up. You know, he's going to be 80 years old.
Tom's one of my oldest buddies.
Is he?
I've known him since I was just starting out, and I played the bottom line, and he came, and I was honored.
Has he recorded any of your songs?
No, he hasn't. He didn't record other people's songs.
Other people are recording his songs, though. You look like you want to play another one.
I don't know.
Why don't you do
that? This is 10 men in black hats got together one night. Time to get the whole thing while the getting's right. 10 men in black hats in a shack on the edge of town. You might think I'm crazy, but that's where the deal went down. 10 men with big hands and eyes full of blood had the steel to make that deal in the drizzle and the bud. The air smelled like kerosene. There was a shotgun standing by. The only light in the whole damn room was the gleam in the 10 men's eyes. 10 men in black hats on a cold, cold night. 10 black cars idling in the glow of the red tail light. 10 men with black hearts cutting up the spoils. The wind howled in a tall tree. There was a pot again to boil. One man got the silver, one man got the gold. One said, I don't want nothing, I just don't ever want to roll. One said, I get the water, he said they need it everywhere. One said, I get all the messages people send out through the air. They divvied up the green grass, they divvied up the soil. One man got all the iron ore, and another man got all the oil. One said, I get the people, they all work for me. Another, his little brother, said, I get all the fishes in the sea. Ten men in black hats with faces cold and hard said, this is good for everyone, somebody gotta take charge. And then they all left their stogies and they dipped back in their chairs. 10 men in black hats, are you sure you wasn't there?
Favorites from the album All Right Now here on the Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio. David Mallett, where did you get the inspiration for
that? I never
that?
Tire of singing that song.
Yeah,
I think
such a great song.
I picked up the idea way back in the 90s somewhere, and it just kind of worked its way, and then I finished it up in 2007. And I just like, it's like a Western, kind of a dark Western.
Yeah, very dark.
Yeah.
Speaking of black hats, Tom Paxton usually wears a hat. I asked him about his signature black hat.
I like a black hat. You know, that's what I wear in the wintertime.
Well, your boys, one of your boys wears a hat all the time.
Yep.
One of the Mallett brothers.
They go back and forth.
So what's keeping you busy this time of year? Do you do gardening?
Outdoor stuff. And I got a tour coming in the fall. I'm playing a lot of dates in New Hampshire.
You are. You're going to be playing over in New London on Thursday the 19th at 8 o'clock at the Flying Goose Brew Pub and Grill. And then in Sandwich, you're going to be over at the Sandwich Town Hall, and that's Friday, October 20th at 7:30. And we have to make sure we mention that you're going to be right here in Manchester.
That's a wonderful event. I like the Palace Theater.
Mm-hmm.
I've played this area many years. And I think the first time I played in Concord was in the 70s, and I played in a bar. And I remember the hit song that they were playing on the jukebox was the Eggplant That Ate Chicago. So what year would that be?
Oh, boy, I don't know. I don't remember that from my jukebox.
70s. That was the 70s.
The Eggplant That Ate Chicago.
Yeah, remember that tune?
Well, October 6th, you can come see David Mallett at the Palace Theater in Manchester. So 17 albums, the last one is Celebration?
Mm-hmm.
Is that right?
Yep.
Boy, what a great video you did. Who's in that video?
My kids in that video.
Those are all your kids?
Yeah, my daughter, and they all helped me kind of put the song together, and the video was a lot of fun. We shot that at an old mill over near Freiburg, Maine.
What a cool video.
Yeah.
And I didn't know your daughter sang. I knew your boys sang, but I didn't know.
She's great. I just have to pin her down, get her to do it. She's too busy.
Right. So are there plans to do another CD sometime soon, or are you just too busy with the garden?
I'm starting to think about it a little bit, but I've done 17, and I'd like to try something different. Who knows what'll come of it?
Well, you seemed pretty inspired with the All Right Now album. And then the Celebration, pretty great, really nice topical things going
on. I actually wait a while
on.
Between yeah. records. You know, I don't write every day. I write when something slaps me upside the head and or something just real pretty goes by. You
yeah.
know? And this is, see if I could find this. I like to write different types of tunes. I always try to keep the rhythms different, you know. For a long time, I got stuck in this. But once in a while, we'll have the piano. And a couple of years ago, my son Will was home, and he was plunking away on kind of a little soft shoe thing. I sat down there and I said, keep playing that. And I grabbed my guitar. Remember that magician when you were just a kid? You sat in wide-eyed wonder at everything he did. And then he pulled that rabbit right out of that hat. Well, this is better than that. Yeah, this is better than that. Sitting by a river, fishing pole in hand, an old crow a calling, and a cold beer in a can, and the sun setting down on the water lying flat. Well, this is better than that. Yeah, this is better than that. It's kind of like Christmas, the 4th of July. A sip of good whiskey, your very first time. An old twin reverb and a 57 Strat. Well, this is better than that. And when you're all done working and you're heading into town, you got that girl beside you, gonna throw some cash around. And you step out on that dance floor in that brand new cowboy hat. Well, this is better than that. Yeah, this is better than that.
Dave Mallett. Was that on the Celebration album?
Yeah.
Just
That's
love
one of
that.
The happiest songs I have. Remember that magician when you were just a kid.
So catchy. Hey, you know what? I was trying to find out information about the Ballad of St. Anne's Reel. Did you write that or did John Denver write that?
Oh, I wrote that. I wrote
that
in Orono, Maine, on campus at a little coffee house we had up there called the Ram's Horn Coffee House. It was back in the 70s, and one night I was out hanging out in the parking lot, as usual, and there was a dance, a contra dance. And there were all these fiddlers and dancers inside, and I went over to the hood of my car and took out a pad and just started the song there. And it became pretty well known.
It sure did, and you recorded it with the Bangor Symphony Orchestra?
Bangor Symphony, that was a lot of fun.
Wow, that was a spectacular performance.
I love playing with the symphony. I've done a few of those shows, and there's nothing like it.
Boy, that was really pretty incredible. I was doing a little sleuthing around to find out what was going on and checking out some of your tunes. Another tune I really enjoyed was Second Cup of Coffee.
Yeah, I always loved that song. I loved it when I was a kid.
Who wrote that?
That's a Gordon Lightfoot song.
Yeah, it is a Gordon Lightfoot tune. Great tune. So, it's fun. Sounded like you had a song.
I'm thinking here. I'm just thinking. What should I do?
You know what? You can do whatever you want. What, do you have a song that reminds you of fall?
Oh, I do.
Because, boy, the nights have been cold here. I don't know about up in Maine, but they've been getting a little bit chilly.
I think I can do this. Some days shine so brightly, gold dust in a pan. Some days you hold so lightly, they go slipping right through your hands. And those of us who are so lucky get to grow old before we die. Sometimes it seems this old life ain't nothing but a long goodbye. Fallen leaves outside my window on this October night, I do believe that the last rose of summer is fading in fright. When I see the seasons changing, brings a tear unto my eye. Sometimes it seems this old life ain't nothing but a long goodbye. Nothing but a long goodbye. Nothing but a long goodbye. And every day, people leaving for someplace far away. Every day, people grieving over things they didn't do or say. And in the great big picture, it's just a twinkle of an eye. Sometimes it seems that this old life ain't nothing but a long goodbye. Sometimes it seems that this old life ain't nothing but a long goodbye. Nothing but a long goodbye. Nothing but a long goodbye.
Boy, that sure was pretty.
Is that right?
That's great. Now, where'd you get that one?
Oh, I've started when my mother died in 94. It took a while to write it. Recorded it on a record called Parallel Lives that I recorded live at Del Rossi's in Dublin, New Hampshire.
Yeah.
Great fun. That was 20 years ago.
Wow.
20 years ago I recorded that song.
Did you ever get back over there to have some Italian food or anything?
Oh, once in a while I go over there and do a show. It's been a while.
Yeah.
I love that area.
That's beautiful over there. Peterborough, Dublin.
The Folkway was my one of my home bases in Peterborough.
Yeah, a lot of fond memories of all that great stuff over there. WSLE radio station over there.
Oh, yeah.
Mary DeRosier, all those folks. Yeah.
We mentioned Tim Tobin.
Tim Tobin used to work over there. Ken Wilson.
Yeah.
Let's see, who else? A lot of great, Fritz Weatherby, of course, from over there. And we know Jim Olson from, I knew him from WRSI, but now he's working with Signature Sounds Recording.
Right, right.
Yeah, so we know a lot of the same people.
Oh, yeah.
At different times and places.
Folk music is a small town. It's spread out all over the country.
Yeah, it really is. It really is. So writing these days, anything inspiring
little pieces
you?
Here and there.
Yeah.
Just trying to figure out how to say what I want to say. And things are so heavy right now. You know, politically, everything's really, and I kind of.
It's hard to sort it out, isn't it?
Yeah. We should be happier than we are.
Well, yeah.
With all that we know.
with all that we know, we should be happier that we are. See, there's a line for a song for you, Nick, when you're ready. We're going to take a short break, and then we're going to come back and visit some more with David Mallett here on The Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio.
I mean, it was pretty much a perfect trip.
Robin and Richard Jenish of Nottingham were last year's winners of a trip to London.
I didn't believe it at first.
Yeah, we were automatically entered because we are sustaining members. And
we went to the Tower of London, Buckingham Palace.
Well, I really liked the Botanical Gardens. That was a fun day.
I mean, all of it was wonderful.
Become a sustaining member of NHPR today, and you too could win a trip or two to London. It's quick and easy at nhpr.org.
Support for NHPR comes from you, our listeners, and the New Hampshire Charitable Foundation, announcing New Hampshire Tomorrow, a 10-year plan to ensure that all kids have the chance to reach their full potential. More at nhcf.org. And Benson Wood, designing, engineering, and building high-performance homes and timber frame structures in New England and across America since 1973. BensonWood.com. You're listening to The Folk Show here at New Hampshire Public Radio, and our guest in the studio is David Mallett.
I knew this place, I knew it well, every sound and every smell. Every time I walked, I fell for the first 2 years or so. There across the grassy yard, I, a young boy running hard, brown and bruised and battle-scarred and lost in sweet illusion. From my window I can see the fingers of an ancient tree. Reaching out, it calls to me to climb its surly branches. But all my climbing days are gone, and these tired legs I'm standing on would scarcely dare to leave the spot upon which I am standing. And I remember every word, every voice I ever heard, and every frog and every bird. Yes, this is where it starts. My father's laugh, the sighing wind, this is where my life begins. This is where I learn to use my hands and hear my heart. And this house is old, it carries on like lyrics to an old-time song. Always changed but never gone, this house can stand the seasons. And our lives pass on from door to door, dust across the wooden floor. For the rain and the thunder roar, we need not know the reason. And all these thoughts come back to me like ships across the friendly sea. Like breezes blowing endlessly, like rivers running deep. The day is done, the lights are low, the wheels of life are turning slow. And as these visions turn and go, I lay me down to sleep. And I knew this place, I knew it well, every sound and every smell. And every time I walked, I fell for the first 2 years or so. But the day is done, the lights are low, the wheels of life are turning slow. And as these visions turn and go, I lay me down to sleep.
I knew this place from David Mallett here on The Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio. Lots of opportunities to see David in concert October 6th over in Manchester at the Palace Theater.
Really big show.
Really big, really show. Big show. A folk extravaganza.
I like those shows.
Tom Paxton celebrating his 80th birthday.
Is he really?
So there will be cake.
That night?
Yeah. No. Well, October 31st.
I'm going to get him a little something.
Get him a little something. And I think we're going to have cake. And he'll be there with his hat. You know, the black hat probably. And, you know, let's see what else is going on. The Make'em in Spain will be there, and Tristan Ormond and Schooner Fair. Boy, they are always good for rousing music. It is a folk extravaganza. If people want to find out more about that, they could visit the Palace Theater website or visit our calendar. Other shows that are going on in New London, the Flying Goose Brew Pub and Grill will host
venue.
David Miller.
I've been doing that venue for 20 years or more.
And Sandwich, New Hampshire Town Hall is going to host a show at 7:30 on Friday, October 20th. So, and you're going to be spending a lot of time on the road. How much time are you spending on the road these
spurts.
Days?
Yeah, I'll have a real busy month, and then I'll have a month where I do nothing, and it's okay.
Is there a period of time of the year, a certain time of year, you like to travel or not like to travel?
I don't like to travel in the winter.
You don't?
Really like.
Like to hole up in front of the wood stove?
Yeah. I don't like to do that, but I have to.
So. Okay.
Keep an eye on things.
Well, it beats shoveling, right?
Yep.
I'm really happy that you came by and hung out with us here at the Folk Show. You know, you're welcome anytime.
Thank you.
Who's going to be playing with you at these shows?
Mike Bird, my old bass player from 35 years ago, Michael Bird, and I'm going to bring my guitar player, Robbie Coffin, along on this one.
Oh, Robbie's going to come?
Yep.
Okay. And, you know, I was wondering, I saw your performance last year with the Mallet Brothers. I wonder, do you get a chance to play with them a lot?
Oh, yeah.
You do?
Like, usually if they're playing somewhere I can get to, like in Maine, and I have the night off, I go, and we always do a couple tunes together.
Are they close by?
They live in Portland.
Oh, they live in Portland.
Yeah. But they're great.
They came here after recording an album that on an island somewhere.
Oh, yeah. Lights Along the River.
And have they recorded anything since?
They have. They did a record of logging songs. Last year, they did a record of 1800s logging songs put to kind of a modern delivery.
Okay.
And it's wonderful. Like songs about the Maine woods from the 1820s and 1830s. And now they're working on, I think it's their sixth album, and they're almost done.
Wow. You must be a proud dad,
yeah,
huh?
I am.
It's kind of neat to see the tradition of music making handed down.
Yeah, that's kind of the way it is in show business.
Yeah. Well, you know what? They had a good role model for that.
Yeah.
Good role model for that. So which one of them are the songwriters, or are they
both? Them. Yeah,
they both are.
Right, yeah.
Pleasure to have you here. You want to do one last one for us, or would you rather we play one from a CD or something?
I think play one from the CD.
Okay. Do you have a preference, which song you want me to play? Oh, The Horse I Rode In On.
That.
Yeah.
Maybe,
yeah, we hadn't gotten that one yet.
Maybe you want to play Second Cup of Coffee.
I will do that,
then. It's got my boys singing on it.
Okay. Well, we'll play.
And my brother.
We'll play. Your brother's a musician also?
Oh, yeah. My brother and I started out in the 60s as a duo together, and we worked together for about 10 years.
Look at this. You've got a lot of covers on here. These are all covers.
That's all covers. The Horse I Rode On is all covers.
It's all covers. You've got Tombstone Every Mile, that Dick Curley song.
Play that if you want. That's,
I might just play this.
I always feel like there's three songs from Maine that are really well known. And one is the Maine Stein song.
Yeah.
Of course, Rouge Valley. And one is Tombstone Every Mile. And the other is the Garden Song, kind of equally known around the world.
Saginaw, Michigan. Who wrote that one?
That's a Bill Anderson tune.
That's Bill Anderson.
Recorded back in the 50s by Lefty Frizzell.
Long Black Veil, Girl from the North Country. I just love your version of that.
Oh, good.
It's good. A beautiful version.
I like it, too. The way I always heard it should be sung.
So we'll play a tune from The Horse I Rode In On.
Yeah, my album of covers.
Thanks for coming by,
Thank
David
you.
Mallet. Safe travels.
Thank you.
Thanks for making the long trek from Maine.
Sebec, Maine. Now I got to turn around and go back.
We'll see you on October 6th.
Hey, thanks.
This is NHPR.
I'm on my second cup of coffee. I still can't face the day. I'm thinking of the lady who got lost along the way. And if I don't stop this trembling hand, we're reaching for the phone. I'll be reaching for the bottle, Lord, before this day is done. I want my second cup of coffee. I still can't face the day. The room was filled with laughs as we sang the night away. But my sleep was filled with the dreaming of the wrongs that I have done. The gentle, sweet reminder of a daughter and a son. Sitting alone, my friends have all gone home. You never know when they'll come dropping in. Thinking of girls with the fingers in my curls, too young to understand where love begins. I want my second cup of coffee, and I still can't face the dawn. The radio is playing a sad country song, and if I don't stop this trembling hand from reaching for the phone, I'll be reaching for the bottle, Lord, before this day is done. Sitting alone, my friends have all gone home. They never were around when I needed them. Thinking of girls with the fingers in my curls, too young to understand where love begins. I want my second cup of coffee, I still can't face the day. I'm thinking of the lady who got lost along the way. And if I don't stop this trembling hand from reaching for the phone, I'll be reaching for the bottle, Lord, before this day is done. And if I don't stop this trembling hand from reaching for the phone, I'll be reaching for the bottle, Lord, before this day is done.